Report: David Weiss may soon charge Hunter Biden in California with tax crimes. By Wendell Hasebo on September 18, 2023. Hunter Biden could reportedly face additional charges in California for tax crimes following firearms-related offenses special counsel David Weiss filed in Delaware last week. Weiss charged Hunter Biden with three firearm offenses on Thursday but did not charge the president's son with any tax or FARA violations. Many Republicans say the gun violations are the only crimes unconnected to President Joe Biden. Special counsel David Weiss may soon file a new indictment against Hunter Biden in another federal court, potentially in California, over alleged tax crimes that the agents say they found in reviewing his finances from 2014 to 2019, The Washington Post reported Monday. ABC News also reported the gun charges are unlikely to be Hunter Biden's last. IRS whistleblower Joseph Ziegler alleged in June that Hunter Biden received money from Burisma Holdings through a Chinese firm run by the Biden family business. Instead of reporting the money as income and paying taxes, the Chinese firm, operated by the Biden family business, allegedly loaned the money to Hunter Biden. IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley told Congress that Hunter Biden failed to pay $125,000 in taxes for income received from Burisma. In August, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's best friend in business, partially corroborated the prior IRS whistleblower testimony about the means by which Hunter Biden evaded paying taxes on money received from Burisma Holdings. Archer told investigators that money Hunter Biden received from his board position, $83,000 a month, was sent to Bohai Harvest Rosemont, BHR, a Chinese state-backed investment fund. Archer described the purpose of BHR. Rosemont Seneca Bohai was set up to hold the equity of BHR, which is Bohai Harvest Rosemont Partners or some equity partners, I believe, which was a private equity fund that was started between Harvest, which is like the, I would say like the Fidelity of China, Bohai Sea Industrial Fund, which was like a government-owned private equity fund that wanted to go private. So basically, the three letters of the acronym, Bohai Harvest Rosemont. This was just set up to essentially own that equity and operate the, you know, what we thought was going to be a successful fund, which it ended up not being. That was the reason for it. Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's lawyer, controls an entity with a 10% stake in BHR Partners, a Chinese state-backed investment fund founded just days after Hunter and Joe Biden visited China in 2013. Breitbart News exclusively reported in April from documents obtained from nonprofit Marco Polo. Devin Archer's wife, Krista Archer, also holds a 10% stake in a Chinese state-backed investment fund. According to a recent CNN survey, 61% of Americans believe Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine. Only 38% say Joe Biden was not involved, and just 1% say he was involved and did nothing wrong. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.